producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bill Bonner's coming up, and then Joel Skousen. We're looking at the economic world meltdown, how it'll hit us here at home. Can it be avoided? If it can't be, how do you protect yourself? Right now, let's talk to John in Missouri. Thanks for holding. He's a KCXL 1140 AM listener. That's been an affiliate off and on for about 15 years. John, great to have you on with us from KCXL country. What's your point today, sir?
Hey, Alex. I feel like a first-time caller. I think the last time I got in was like 99 or something.
Yeah, I think if you haven't called in 15 years, I think that counts as a first-time caller.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get in, but that's okay because everybody's waking up. Hey, you remember a time when the news come on? I remember, you know, coming home from school, and you'd have so-and-so in Saigon and so-and-so in Paris reporting this. And do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And I don't, and nowadays, I mean, that was gone a long time ago. Nowadays, you know, it's all propaganda stuff that's in the news.
Oh, yeah, now there's hardly ever reporters there in the field or telling you what's happening. It's always just press releases that have no reflection of reality.
That's right. And I won't keep you any longer, but you guys, that's why I like listening to you. You progress so much, and you're sending reporters into the field. That is excellent.
Well, brother, you take up our time anytime. Thank you, and spread the word there on 1140 AM. Big station, huge audience in Kansas City. God bless you, John. Let's go ahead and go to Rob in Maine. Rob, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Hey, brother.
I do a show up here on Public Access TV, Portland, Maine.
We salute you.
News and Blues.
We salute you.
12 years. And we got turned on to a lot of the truth by you. And thanks for having me on.
You bet, brother. Hey, tell folks, are you taking your show and putting it on YouTube?
I record it and then send it into the... I do put it on YouTube as well, yeah.
No, exactly, because everybody that does access television and still has huge audiences in most areas should also doppelgang it onto the YouTube, and then it'll become local news as well. But what you calling about today, brother? You want to talk about Ebola?
I wanted to ask you if you had heard about Dr. Rima Labo saying that nanosilver was... Well, would neutralize Ebola virus or kill it.
Well, I know she's a prestigious medical doctor. We've had her on off and on over the years. She's married to the former head of Special Forces and then the head of Special Army Operations, you name it. I think it was like a 2-3-star general, General Stubblebine. Amazing information. They made movies about him. And George Clooney, I think, played him. But the whole point is that, yes, I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't say that. I know that I couldn't get rid of a chest infection that killed my uncle, almost killed my dad, killed my cousin, and killed my dad's older cousin, who he called his uncle, who I was very close to. So this was killing people all over the country, but it wasn't on the news. And I drank 3 bottles of nanosilver in 1 week. I'm not telling people to do that, because some people can say that could be toxic. You know what? It finally knocked it out, and I'm here. I mean, I had a chest cold for 2 months. And some people in my family thought it was like a selected bio attack or something. It was so bad. I mean, I respect her.
Well, okay, good. She says it was actually discovered by the United States, some form of their government, one of the medical departments or whatever, and it's suppressed back in 2009.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I mean, she'd be the one to know. I mean, General Stubblebine had about as high a level security clearance as you could get, even connected in to the National Security Council above the Joint Chiefs. So, and he can't talk about most of it, but it's just fantastic information. Thank you so much, caller. God bless you.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, coming to you from deep behind enemy lines in an occupied country by more and more socialist progressives. Who don't want to pay taxes themselves, like Warren Buffett and others. They just want to get banker bailouts and then promote taxes on the middle class. People like Bill Gates, people like Robert Redford, ladies and gentlemen, makes me want to throw up that we've got so many really rich people that made money in the American system, and now they want more of a monopolistic system based on government control, and they are destroying our republic. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Bill Bonner, who has got another book coming out that's destined to be a bestseller. He's had two New York Times top bestsellers. Whoremageddon, How Too Much of a Good Thing Leads to Disaster. We're going to be talking to him for the balance of the hour here in just a few minutes. The Department of Justice is now saying regions near the Mexico border, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, have the highest crime rate in the country, and that's now spreading deeper into the nation. The Daily Mail reports I will not rest until these worthless pieces of bleep are dead. Anguished mother who watched two of her family members killed vows to get justice, and the people that reportedly ambushed her husband and son and gunned them down that killed Mrs. Vega's son and husband on a fishing trip had been deported six times for other violent crimes, and Obama released just a few months ago 36,000 violent felons. Won't even deport them now. Rapists, child molesters, bank robbers, arsonists. But if they catch you speeding, folks, they're going to throw the book at you. TSA's got to check your baby's diaper to make sure there's not a bomb in there. Meanwhile, more of the ISIS forces trained by NATO and our government that have been turned loose all over the Middle East are in Iraq now after being repulsed out of Syria. Iraq militants seize Christian towns. Capture follows withdrawals from towns by Kurdish forces. And Obama for 3 months will not attack these al-Qaeda forces that they armed. Rebels have captured last week the largest dam and are threatening to flood Baghdad. This is the total crazy town stuff that is going on. And again, our government is directly involved. Of course, you can't even call it our government. The globalists that are involved. One more piece of news. We're going to our prestigious guest. No Ebola drugs for Africans, says the UN and the CDC. That's out of Breitbart. No drugs for Africans, even though they've got a bunch of drugs that have been tested and proven to reduce the 90-plus percent kill rate, 91% kill rate of Ebola in Africa, cutting it down to less than 50%. And that would help stop the spread of it, wouldn't it? But no. Instead, they're shipping Ebola victims into Spain, into Germany, and into the U.S. Now they're talking about bringing even more in. I mean, this is just crazy. They can't contain it in Africa, so let's bring it in here. That's never before been done. Russia has strategic bombers conducting more than 16 incursions of U.S. air defense zones. Spike in Bear H flights over past week, seen as test of U.S. air defenses as the new Cold War kicks off. And Russia is becoming more capitalist than us in many cases. And I'm not saying Russia's our hope or that Russia's some pantheon or paragon of justice. No. Communist China is about as evil as it gets, their government. Our government loves their systems. And so we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. I mean, we are in so much trouble, in my view. And I'm not being negative. I want to be honest about where we're at and talk to the experts out there who pretty much agree across the board. We're entering a mega age of crisis with technological sub-singularities building towards perfect storm cluster events that will decide the future of humanity. This is the time to be politically involved. This is the time to be repenting and to be getting involved for justice everywhere we can and for sanity and cooler heads to prevail in governments, in capitals, everywhere. And to have more whistleblowers exposing what's happening. Now, I've wanted to get him on for a while. We're finally able to get Bill Bonner on. And he's a two-time New York Times best-selling author. His new book is Whoremageddon, How Too Much of a Good Thing Leads to Disaster. The book isn't out for a few months, but I've had a chance to read some of the chapters. It's pretty powerful. He's a top entrepreneur, historian, economist. You see him as an analyst on a lot of big TV shows. He built a private business worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He owns businesses across the globe and travels extensively. But he's still a regular guy. He drives a Ford F-150. So do I. He has built three architecturally innovative houses with his own hands. And he has renovated many ancient buildings in Europe and has named one of the continent's honorary ambassadors. He could have retired years ago, but Bill is more interested in ideas and living a powerful legacy. So he's a Renaissance man, and he joins us here today to talk about the book. Bill, you just heard me intro this hour because some stations join us, and I was mentioning some of the news. I want to get into some of those topics with you, the open borders, the lawlessness, the executive, unitary executive now, even members of Congress calling Obama a dictator, not a dictator for life, but setting the precedent where he just does whatever he wants. And now we have police saying they can do whatever they want. There's so much opportunity, though. At the same time, there's so much bad. Bill, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thanks. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
You bet. Well, wow, there's so much to discuss. Where do you want to start, with the book or with current events?
Why don't we start with book, with current events, and then we'll wrap around back to the book.
Let's do that, Bill. Where do you want to start? There's so much to cover.
Well, you know, I'm really an economist, and that's what I focus on. I don't really spend too much time on politics or other events. So the only thing that I really can talk about is economics. Economics are endlessly fascinating, endlessly funny. If, you know, when you realize what is actually going on, you get a big chuckle out of it. But you realize also that we're all doomed. I mean, you can't run an economy. You can't run a modern economy, the biggest economy in the world, $17 trillion, on what is essentially phony money. You know, we are running an economy, we have been for the last 50 years, almost 40 years, and on money that is not real money. And I say that to people, and they think I'm kind of crazy or kind of backward or, you know, some relic from the past. But really, this is what has happened is so subtle and so clever and so curious that, you know, you try to explain to people and they just go blank because they just don't understand it. You say, well, look at that dollar in your pocket. What is that thing? It's just a piece of paper. And it's a piece of paper backed by the biggest military, biggest commercial and industrial power in history, but it's still just a piece of paper. And when push comes to shove, it will turn into the same value as every other unbacked currency in history. I mean, that's guaranteed. And you can see, just check, watch what's going on in the financial news, in the economic news, and you can see it happening. You know, in the last, since, you know, this has all happened in the last 50 years or so. In 1968, the U.S. government spending too much money, spending it on the war in Vietnam and also on the Great Society programs, it ran out of gold. It didn't run out of gold because it had plenty, but it was sending money overseas to pay its bills. Americans were buying things from overseas. And those foreigners were accumulating dollars. And they could come back to Washington, to the Federal Reserve Bank or Federal Reserve Bank in New York, and say, look, I got all these dollars. I want that gold that you promised me. Well, that just wasn't going to work. And so for a long time, a period of about 4 years, the U.S. government would just kind of argue with them and delay them and say, oh, you don't need it right now. We'll get to you later. And then all of a sudden they announced that they just weren't going to cover their debts in gold anymore. And that changed the whole system. And we've been running for the last 50 years, last 40 years, on this paper money system, which has allowed the amount of credit in our system. Because before that, credit was limited because credit was based on money. People had to save something. You had to go out and you had to earn money, then you saved it, and then you lent it to somebody. And that lending was the credit market. And once that money, the money itself was changed, you had an unlimited amount of credit.
Let's quantify that, because I know you're a top economist and best-selling author, and you've been warning about this for decades, and now it's coming to a head. Ron Paul has been doing the same thing. When you talk about, well, I only cover economics, at the end of the day, economics for our world really is everything and the metrics and how it operates. So it is, you know, the most important science in understanding how humans operate, how we interact, how economies of scale, you know, from the low level to the highest level intersect. So this is the big enchilada, as you and others have said. But now we're getting close to that big event that you and Ron Paul and others have discussed. So you're talking about the Federal Reserve. You're talking about money used to be at least based on people had worked and earned it. Then they would loan it to you. That's what gave it value. They had earned it. Now it comes out of fiat. And now you're writing in your book, and I agree with you, that we're coming up to the edge of this. Continue breaking down the science of it, but then give us your take on, I mean, how close we're getting and what this collapse of the dollar system might look like.
Well, I think let's just stick with that point for a minute, because the whole of the U.S. government financing, that's the financing of all these social programs, the financing of the military, the financing of everything else, and all of our personal lives, too, rest upon an expansion of credit which the world has never seen before. From 1968 till 2012, the amount of credit expanded 50 times. It went from 1 trillion to 50 trillion. And nothing like that has ever happened before, and it could only happen because they changed the money system. Before that, you couldn't expand the money supply because the money supply was gold. And because the money supply was gold, you couldn't lend out very much money because you didn't have any to lend out. So the system was self-correcting and self-controlled until that time. time. So something has happened that's never happened before in the history of the world. And now our whole economy, this is the important part, our whole economy and our whole lives, all of your listeners' lives depend upon something that can't continue. Obviously, it can't continue. You can't have credit going to the sky. It doesn't work that way. Eventually, things go up and then they go down. But listen, here's what's going to happen, because someday, and I'm not going to make a guess about when, because I think it's very hard to know. These things, like everything else in the world of finance and economics, things tend to go on a lot longer than you expect, and then when they happen, they tend to be a lot worse than you expect. Well, when this happens, what's going to happen is all of a sudden people are going to look at those dollars in their pockets. The Chinese are going to look at those dollars that they've got in their accounts, and everybody's going to say, well, what is this really worth? What can I do with this? Because the U.S. government's printing these things like crazy.
And you said 10 years ago that would happen. They're now saying that. So aren't we starting to see the creep towards the exit?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we see it almost every day in the news where China is making deals with Russia, for example, and they're not using dollars. You know, this was the big achievement of the Johnson administration, was to make sure after Bretton Woods that people used dollars for their oil purchases. Oil is the biggest commodity traded in the world. And as long as you have to use dollars to make those trades, you need dollars. And as long as you need dollars, the U.S. prints dollars, and it can use those dollars to buy things. That's the way the whole empire is financed. The whole government, everything that we take for granted today is financed on this system, which is a crazy system. Finally, it just cannot work. And if someday, like the Chinese, everybody who's thinking about it, and that's about five people worldwide. Everybody's thinking about it. You know, they're thinking, gee whiz, this can't go on. So they are, as you say, they're starting to edge to the exit. And you can see the Chinese. The Chinese are very smart, and they've got a lot of dollars. And they also have an economy which is pretty soon going to be bigger than the U.S. And pretty soon they're going to say, no, we're not going to do business in dollars. We're going to do business in renminbi. And then what are we going to say? We're going to say, no, you got to do business in dollars. And so, no, that's not going to work. So pretty soon, the demand for dollars worldwide is going to go down. And not soon, by the way. I don't think this is going to happen tomorrow. I think it's going to happen sometime in the future, maybe sometime over the next 5 years, maybe over the next 10 years. I don't know. But when that happens, all of a sudden, prices in the U.S. are starting to go up. It's going to be harder for the U.S. to borrow money. It's going to be harder to sell those bonds, harder for corporations to finance themselves. Prices of assets in the U.S., like stocks, like real estate, will start to go down. Meanwhile, the costs are going up, and people are going to look at those dollars and say, well, gee, what is this? I think I'd rather have something else. And they might be, if they're a sophisticated international trader, they'll trade for renminbi or they'll trade for euros or who knows what. You know, they'll buy gold if they're smart. But if they're not, they're like everyday people. They don't have much choice. They get paid in dollars. They spend their money in dollars. And what is happening is the dollars they receive, or what will happen, the dollars they receive will be worth less in terms of what they can buy with them. And their living standards will go down. And there will be a panic. And when this happens, I mean, this is the interesting part, I think, really, for you and your audience, is that, you know, this is what my book is about, by the way. This Harmageddon is a phenomenon in nature. And it's a phenomenon that happens in mass groups and societies where there are a lot of people, a lot of thinking going on, and a lot of groups and so on. But it happens, and the term, by the way, hormesis, comes from biochemistry, where a biochemist found that you gave a little dose of something to a patient or an organism, and it really was good. And you gave it more, and the thing died. And this is the process by which a little bit of something is good. And I see how that applies to almost everything. We know that. That was what Jefferson meant when he said, you know, the government that governs best governs least. What he's saying is, as the economist would say, the declining marginal utility of government is very high. It's very sharp. It falls off immediately. Your little bit of government, you know, give me the rules, stick to the rules, keep it simple, keep it cheap. That's good government. As soon as you start passing Obamacare, as soon as you have the 60,000 pages of the IRS code, you don't have little government anymore. You've got big, expensive government, and you have declining marginal utility of government, which is to say a little bit was good, but a lot is terrible.
Well, let me just throw this in. Again, Bill Bonner is our guest, BonnerandPartners.com. Get Bill's book, the number 1.com. If you want to find out more information, getbillsbook1.com. Bonnerandpartners.com or Bonnerandpartners.com. You're tuned into the Alex Jones Show right now. That information was so important, I even skipped that network break earlier, because we've got to get focused on this, as Ron Paul has said, and I know I've read your writings, Bill. I read your newsletter, one of your newsletters, is that we're going to end up getting blamed as free market people, and capitalism's going to be blamed at the end of this crony capitalist fraud when it collapses. If we don't explain this isn't free market that we've seen, this has been smoke and mirrors, and we're coming to the end of the cycle. And sure, it's a safe bet to say 5 years, 10 years, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury and Policy, the father of Reaganomics, has said the same thing here. But he's even accelerated it and said, no, it could be a year or two now or even next month because of the pressing. It's almost like our government wants to force folks out of the dollar by overthrowing Ukraine, moving forces in. I'm not saying Russia's good either. It's just these are provocative moves. Russia's now working with China. They didn't trust each other before. Working with Iran, working with BRICS. By accelerating the decline of the dollar, by accelerating economic moves, the QE Unlimited, the rest of it, and I want you as an economist to speak to this or disagree if you disagree, it's forcing the world, who aren't really innovators, I mean, a lot of these countries, to innovate away and losing the soft power of a global dollar world reserve currency and the petrodollar, it's forcing a move. And is there a double game at the Davos level where they're coming out with their SDRs and other systems and their Bitcoins of the future? I believe Bitcoin will be the proto of a system they're going to bring out, because I've watched them in the past, and that they're actually preparing a global dollar crisis that they're going to profit from controlling, and that they will actually come out with the new system in the next 2 to 5 years. That's what my gut approximation is from deep study, if I had to go with my gut, because at a certain point, I'm not in the highest councils of these people. I know you run with a lot of big economists and people. I mean, how are you investing? What are you doing? I mean, that's a lot of stuff I threw out there, but
yeah. Well, Alex, you know, let me just continue this thought about what happens, because
talk about what's going to happen for me, and then.
And then we'll come back to it. But I think it's important to understand that this phenomenon that we're discussing, phenomenon where you get a little bit of something and it's good, you get a lot of something and it's not just bad, it's disastrous. It's disastrous. And I use the example of Germany after World War II, where Germany, they felt, and rightly so, they felt they had been stabbed in the back in World War I in the Versailles Treaty and everything. And what they wanted more than anything else after World War I was security. They felt that they didn't have any security. They had been badly treated. Everything was bad, and they needed security. And so along came this guy who'd been, you know, like a sergeant in the army during World War One, and he said, I'll give you security, and, you know, Germany's got to take its proper place in the world, et cetera, et cetera. And he had all kind of nutty ideas, but he was essentially an economist, and he was essentially a world-improving economist. He was a meddler, an interventionist, an activist. And his idea, he was Germany first, it had to have security, so they had to spend more money, more of its own money, to build up its military forces. And it did that. And this.
Well, you're right. And is there any way to reverse this or to have a soft landing? We lost Bill. I thought that sounded like we'd lost him, because it just suddenly faded out and he was gone. That happens occasionally. If you're a TV viewer, we've been putting on screen different shots of Weimar Germany. And when you came in to eat dinner for an hour, you'd want to pay up front because the meal might double or triple in price by the end. That just happened in Zimbabwe, in Africa, in the last 5 years, where, you know, basically a hamburger would be $1 trillion. Of their dollars, and they would have whole carts of money just trying to buy things. Okay, we're going to break here in a moment. We did get Bill back. We're going to come back to him and let him finish his point and continue. on how we try to turn this around. Is there a way to have a soft landing? Is there a way to turn it around? He's a great economist, great writer. He's written two New York Times bestsellers. Formageddon's coming out. We're going to ask him why it has that name. And can we avoid Zimbabwe-level or Weimar-level inflation in this country? You're already seeing a lot of food prices, record prices. A lot of other things are ticking up. But inflation will hit us last year. The dollar already, I've been overseas, is really turning into toilet paper. And it's a sad thing. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Halfway point in this Thursday, worldwide, seventh day of August, 2014 transmission. Now, America won World War II. We were the good guys by every yardstick, and we became the world reserve currency. They had the Bretton Woods Agreement, where the dollar became the currency of the planet. And slowly that began to get abused. And economists warned of it across the board and said we'll end up like Weimar Germany down the road. Mexico's done similar things. Argentina. Every country has done this basically at one time in their history, one way or another. And it always ends, sometimes a generation or two later, in disaster. And that's what economist Bill Bonner, BonnerandPartners.com, his new book, Hormageddon, is breaking down. And I want to get in to the book. I want to talk about the fact that you can go to getbillsbook1.com. He wanted to just come on and talk about the economy, but you know, I've got the breakdown from the website on it. You can go there and get a hardback edition of the book before it's available anywhere. You can get an electronic copy. You get a great compendium of America called The Idea of America, a full year of Bill's new publication called The Bonner Letter. And number five, you can get a special number one report, Bill Bonner's Trade of the Decade. And number six, you can get special report number two, The Bonner Family Wealth Blueprint. And he didn't come on to do this today, but I read his stuff, so I'm plugging it for him. When you go to his website, get Bill's book, thenumberone.com, you can sign up and get all of that for $49. You'll receive that. And I'm telling you, just one of the newsletters for a year, it's a value at $49. You get six different things all there on the website. You can sign up for that at getbillsbook1.com or bonnerandpartners.com. You can also navigate over there as well. So he joins us here today to go over all this. So, Bill, again, I want to give you the floor to really encapsulate all this for people, but take your time at the same time. I mean, if you take 20 minutes, it's encapsulating it. So you're telling the story of Weimar Germany. I think we should go back to that. And then I was asking you the question selfishly and for my audience. I know it's very technical. That's why it's in the book and in the newsletters. But just a gestalt, how have you protected yourself? What do you really think the time frame is? I know no man knows, you know all this stuff, because only God knows that stuff. Even the globalists with their control.
No. It might be a year out, might be five, might be 10. You don't know. These things tend to last longer than you expect. But I think anybody would be foolish not to be protected now, because you never know. This thing could, we're seeing some sell-off in the market now. We're seeing a lot of skittishness. We're seeing, those Russian troops at the border. Who knows? You never know. So you got to be prepared. And the preparation this time, I think, should be better than ever, because, the last time we've had a serious problem in the country, in the United States of America, was during the 30s. And the 30s was the Great Depression, of course, everybody knows. But during the 30s, people could still get by because a quarter of the country still lived on the farm. And those people who didn't live on the farm hadn't been off the farm for very long. And the society did not depend on being able to go up to an ATM machine, put in a plastic card, and get something coming out of that machine that was worth something as you could buy something with.
Bingo.
Now, all that stuff, this is something I don't think anybody really understands. But the more complex, the more sophisticated a society becomes, the less it can afford to have this kind of central planning meddling in the economy.
The easier the breakdown. The easier the breakdown.
Screw it up.
Yeah.
They're going to screw it up. And we're seeing this major, major mess that they've made, which yet has not been revealed, and most people don't even know what's going on. But they've driven up the amount of credit in society to $50 trillion. And if credit had remained as the same percentage of GDP as it had been for the last, 50 years, today we have about $33 trillion worth of credit. And so that $33 trillion, that's the money that people have spent over the last 40 years, and mostly over the last 10 or 20 years.
Well, how does the increased credit
stuff?
Sure. How does the increased credit, and then I want you to continue, end up wrecking society? Because before they did all this fake credit, this country had 10% growth rates for the first 140 years or so of its existence. And then once all the Federal Reserve meddling got involved in 1913, they took regional problems and regional runs and, companies that were frauds going belly up, and they just expanded it and wrote it large.
Oh, that's exactly right. Before, companies would go broke. The whole banks would go belly up, things would happen, and they would have crises in the economy. And in 1921, for example, there was a crisis, and stocks fell, and they fell, I think they fell down about 30%, and there was a depression. One out of 10 people was thrown out of work in 1920. But that depression was over in 18 months. 18 months later, there was full employment. How did that happen? Well, it happened because the meddlers were not in office, and they weren't meddling with the economy and preventing the process of healing. In order for an economy to heal, things have to fall down to the level where people want to buy them, and they buy them, and then they start investing again, and the thing gets going again. I mean, that's no mystery. That's been going on for a long time. But now we have a system where it's entirely different. And that system, by the way, had to work that way because they did not have an unlimited amount of money to save industries, to save investments, to save people. They couldn't. There was no Fannie Mae back then, and they didn't have the money to save it if it got into trouble.
Bill, I want you to continue. This is so important, but just me personally, I mean, and my family and everybody else that I know that's somewhat successful or understands economics are totally freaked out. Governments are digging in, buying armored vehicles and weapons, and the Pentagon admits they believe we're going to have a collapse down the road. So what you're saying in the thinking public is prima facie, known to be true, and you and others predicted it before it was, you know, popularly known. What I'm asking you is, it's so scary when you talk about 90% of people were somewhat self-sufficient and rural in the 10-year Great Depression, and we had millions of people homeless and millions that starved and deaths and all the rest of it. It was a disaster. Now we have 90% urban, 10% rural, half the rural people, it's estimated, even by the Department of Defense, are self-sufficient. My God, if we have a breakdown now of a complex system like this with meddlers, it could turn into a road warrior meets the road meets Armageddon. Is that what Whoremageddon is?
That's what it's about. It describes what happens when things really go bad, and they really go bad in a collective way when the central planners come get to work and stick at it. And that was what I was telling you about the German example. That was really what was going on, was Adolf Hitler was an economist who had a plan for Germany's future and how to make it better, and he stuck with that plan until the country was absolutely destroyed. There was hardly a factory working in Germany in 1945. The whole country was flattened. It was invaded, half occupied by the Allies, half occupied by the Russians. And it was an absolute total disaster, a catastrophe. The same thing had happened with the previous invasion of Russia led by Napoleon, in which he went in with 300,000 troops and came back with 10,000 troops. I mean, these are disasters on a massive scale. And what we're looking at now is the same caliber of disaster in finance and economics, something that has never happened before in the history of the world. And it's happening now because the leaders of the biggest economy, the most influential monetary power on the planet, have been doing something for the last 50 years, which is fundamentally very, very stupid. And we and our children are going to reap the results of that, which is going to be one of these Armageddon-type catastrophes where everything goes wrong. Everything. You go to the ATM machine, it won't work, there won't be enough cash. You know, what happens in this in hyperinflation is the printing presses can't run fast enough. You can't get enough cash to make it work. And I'm indebted to Gary North, who pointed out a lot of this stuff back in the year 2000 when he was talking about the Y2K disaster. We didn't have a Y2K disaster, but he had delved into it, and he figured out how much we are now dependent on computerized information systems. And that was in the year 2000. Now it's 2014, and we're much more dependent. Everybody, you want to get a cab, you got to get on your portable computer. I mean, it's really funny in some ways, but it's absolutely true that people can't live for more than a couple days. You know, these systems of communication, of delivery, logistics, and all that break down, and they all, by the way, they all run on money. And money, the money system breaks down, everything breaks down. That's exactly what happened in Germany in the Weimar Republic. It's what happened recently in Zimbabwe. But those were relatively primitive societies. Even Weimar Germany is very civilized, of course, but people lived on farms. Like 90% of the people lived on farms. We don't have that situation in America. We depend on systems that work. We depend on money that works. And to put this money out there, to encourage this kind of crazy system where you think you can improve the economy by printing more of it, It's just criminal.
Well, Bill, I understand that.
It's a disaster of a biblical proportion.
Well, let's talk about what that disaster could look like and what could precipitate it. I mean, we already see sanctions on Russia hurting Russia, the EU, and the U.S., and the stock market going down because of it. I mean, it seems the meddling could actually accelerate this demise. A. B. Is there a way to turn this around or have a soft landing?
Well, I'll answer B first. The answer is no, because that's the nature of Armageddon. And Armageddon starts up, there's no stopping it. And there's no stopping it because it gets everybody behind it, everybody lined up. And now you can see everybody who gets anything from the government is in favor of getting more from the government. They now control the government. There are more people who get something from the government who pay taxes. That's not going to change. And so you're going to see more and more demand. And besides that, these economists running the Fed, they've all built their careers, their reputations. You know, they get these Nobel Prizes, for Pete's sakes. And they get it for an idea about controlling a society and controlling its economy, which is fundamentally false. And these people are not going to back up. They're not going to say, oh, guess what, I was wrong. No, they're not going to do that at all. So let me get to the part A. Here's what's going to happen. And this is going to start happening pretty soon. Because we're running out of this, you know, they're winding down this QE program. And as they wind it down, they're going to find stocks begin to fall. We're already seeing that. And when we get some bad indicators, like a stock market falls off 1,000 points, or we could come up with a bad reading of a revised figures for GDP, you know, who knows? Or it could be a geopolitical thing, you know, like a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Who knows? But something will happen. Stocks will fall. The economy all of a sudden will look rotten. And what will Janet Yellen and company do? They won't have any choice about it. All their training, all their experience, everything they believe will tell them, well, they've just got to go back and do more of what they were doing before. That means more money printing, probably more direct money printing, probably more direct financing of federal government expenses, and probably putting more liquidity directly into the system. And for a while, that could have results again, once again, that look favorable. You know, we could see a big boost in the stock market. We could see headlines saying, well, they saved the world again. And then we're off to the races again with another big run-up, another big bubble blowing up. But fundamentally, you can't build success by printing money. If you could, why, Zimbabwe would be the richest country on earth. They printed zillions of it. But you can't do it. It doesn't work that way. You got to save money. You got to invest. It's a long, hard process. That's how you get real prosperity.
Well, look at most third world countries. Many of them were prosperous previously until they went through the money printing hyperinflation situation, and then they never come back from it. That's what's so scary, is that the governments actually use the crisis to get full control and then never let the society come out of it. And that's my point, Bill. Bonner.
I haven't even gotten into that. But just on the money side of it, when the money starts, Janet Yellen prints more money, things look good, then they start to look bad because it fundamentally doesn't work. And then they print more money. And now pretty soon they cannot stop. And they interviewed the guy, his name was Gideon Gono, who ran the Bank of Zimbabwe. And they said, well, why did you do that? That was crazy. And he explained how at every step of the way he didn't have a choice. You know, he had bankers, industrialists, had the president of the country all coming in and saying, we need more money because people are running out of it, babies are crying, and you know, who knows? But that's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, it's the same thing with the open border and giving free welfare to tens of millions of people pouring in. They go, it's children. Love them. There are children. And I go, wait a minute. They can't take care of them in Guatemala or in Zimbabwe. How am I supposed to take care of them when we're already on paper bankrupt? And they go, you just don't like children.
Yeah,
and I go,
yeah,
okay, well, Zimbabwe will take my kids then? I mean, it's crazy how it's all just emotional garbage, and that's supposed to trump cold, hard, economic, 100% scientific fact, incontrovertible. And then here's the worst part, Bill, and I want your take on this. It's all over the news year to year. All the top billionaires have left Israel. top billionaires are leaving the U.S., buying armored redoubts in the Cook Islands and the middle of nowhere in Australia and New Zealand and,
yeah.
and the Caribbean. Governments are digging in, saying they see total collapse by 2020 and martial law worldwide and war in the streets and the army's training for, you know, zombie apocalypse, using zombie cover for mowing down crowds of people. I mean, government's digging in. They admit they know this is coming. And, I mean, I'm literally saying, what do I need to do?
Well, I mean, what you need to do, I think, is the same thing that Gary North recommended 14 years ago. He said, look, when these complicated, sophisticated systems break down, you need to be in a place and you need to have the stuff that you need to survive without them. And his idea then, which is still a good idea, is he said, look, you know, to save your money, buy a farm in the Ozarks. You got to be somewhere where you're not dependent upon the shelves of the local 7-Eleven, because there are going to be a lot of people going after those shelves. So you got to make sure you have some shelves of your own, and they got to be somewhere where everybody else isn't going to get to them. Now, I know that sounds apocalyptic, and some of my neighbors think, gee, that's kind of nutty and crazy, but I don't think it is at all.
When
the crisis comes, you need to have some security. And security means you have to have the things that the complicated systems can't provide, and they won't be able to provide necessarily food, water, or money. And so you need to have real money, gold and silver coins. You need to have real food, either in form of a garden, something you produce, cows on the hoof, whatever you need, or in storage. And you need to have a source of water that you can depend on. Those are really the basics.
Bill, stay there.
Around those.
We got to go to break. Bill Bonner's our guest. The new book coming out, it's a mushroom cloud with a clown, forming a clown, Formageddon, how too much of a good thing leads to disaster, Bill Bonner. But what he's saying is absolutely on target about being prepared, ladies and gentlemen. And again, government is doing it. If there was a 10% chance that this was going to happen, we should all be prepared. It's like 95. I mean, the only question is, how bad is it going to be? When's it going
to
happen?
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Themed shows almost by accident, just because I'll say I want to get Bill Bonner on. I want the author of this book on. I read his newsletter. Or I'll say the Ebola outbreak is a great example of what could happen during a crisis. Let's get the expert on it, who's the best-selling author of The Secure Home, Strategic Relocation, Joel Skousen. He's on with us in the next hour. We'll open the phones up for him in the second half for your questions on this live Thursday edition. But I didn't even mean to have the two guys together today. That's just how the producers did it, and it works out perfectly. Because I'm not gloom and doom. I'm somebody that wants to be successful even in a global crisis. I want to stop the global crisis. But if I can't stop the global crisis, I'm going to be positioned to be more successful. And that's what Bill writes about, and he's got a great track record in his newsletter and his books, is, hey, decry the bad stuff that's happening. Try to change it. If you can't change all of it or part of it, ways to profit from it morally. Still being moral. Ways to protect yourself. And you can get his book at getbillsbook1.com. And you can get a discount on it out of the gates, basically. You can find out more at getbillsbook1.com. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to go back to him for some final comments here in a moment, maybe even do five more minutes into the next hour before our next guest gets on so we can finish up. But this hour is brought to you by Infidel Body Armor, infidelbodyarmor.com. Again, Infidel Body Armor is owned by a U.S. Air Force veteran outside Dallas. It's where they manufacture it. They've been promoting it for 3 years. It is a bestseller. Police and military are buying it. It's better than the chromatic, ceramic type stuff. And it takes more bullets. Check it out, infidelbodyarmor.com or 888-608-6605. They got some great videos and more there. All sizes, a lot of Molly pouches, a lot of other really great tack gear produced by combat veterans. So infidelbodyarmor.com. Let's go back to our guest here, Bill Bonner. Bill, finishing up in the minutes we've got on points you haven't gotten to.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I wanted to point out is that there are times to make money and there are times not to lose it. And when you get into a real crisis, and a real crisis is a time when the winner is the one who loses least. And if the crisis is the kind of crisis that I think is coming, then losing least is going to mean you're just kind of holding on to what you've got as best as you can. And that probably means making sure your family is safe and sound during the crisis. So I think the number one thing is start there, and for everybody, you know, should have a plan B and a place to go and things to eat and water to drink, and then you can start thinking about your financial situation. And what I'm doing is very simple. I want things that are solid. I don't trust, you know, these latest technological stocks and things. I don't know them, and I'm sure people make a lot of money on it. It's good for them. But as far as preserving my family's wealth and making money, I'm going to stick to things that really seem solid to me. And what seems solid to me right now is some real estate. Real estate, apartment buildings still seem pretty good, apartment deals. There are some stocks, mostly outside of the U.S., which are still good buys. And they're not too much more. I mean, things, when you get a real bubble, and you get a real bubble when you get a lot of credit and excess credit in the society, everything gets out of
price. And that's what the elites are doing. They're buying farms. They're buying redoubts. They're buying real estate, they're buying gold and silver, and they're getting bodyguards, and they're buying guns.
Yes, I think that's about right. And you can hope that I don't know, that's really a good hope, but you can think that the thing will go on a lot longer, and you can take advantage of it. Well, for all I know, the U.S. stock market could go up another 20%, maybe 50%. They get pumped.
Sir, I know you got to go, but can you do five more minutes with us?
Pardon me?
Can you do 5 more minutes with us?
Sure, sure.
Okay, 1 minute break. Coming back, I want you to be able to finish up. That's the...
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.